Welcome to the Messy Mind Podcast, a show to support you in seeing that messiness can lead to your light bulb moments. I'm your host, Tammy L. Davis. Have we forgotten how to communicate with empathy and compassion? Let me give you some context as to why I ponder this question. Many of you know I'm the CEO of Next Level Consulting Services, and we're a management consulting company. We support our clients to plan, manage, and sustain organizational change. And one of our current clients is on a journey of system transformation. They are replacing their old disparate systems with cloud applications from a major cloud provider, and the project is scheduled to go live in 2024. So at this time, you might be wondering, well, what is Tammy's company doing with this particular client? We are conducting an organizational change assessment. This is where we're learning about the client, their programs, the actual project that they're embarking on through document reviews, interviews, focus groups, in order to create and recommend their organizational change management roadmap. One of our recommendations is, of course, communications throughout the project and programs. In other words, we create the strategy, plan, and execute the communication activities. And on this roadmap, we give them insight on how they should do this over the course of the next year and a half. During one of our review sessions with the client, and we're actually reviewing the assessment, we started to discuss one of the agenda items, which was, of course, communications. As we were walking them through the communication strategies, one of the project sponsors says, "Well, I just want to make sure we're not communicating just to say something." I then get excited and say, "I absolutely understand your concern and appreciate your insight. Our plan is to ensure that you communicate the right message at the right time to the right audiences." The project sponsor then says, No, that's not what I meant. I just want to make sure we just tell people about how the system will work. You know what I mean? How they can go into the system and do what they need to do. Huh? Can you run that by me again? No, I did not say that in the moment of the meeting, but in that instance, you can surely believe that is what I was thinking. However, it truly made me reflect on the two most underutilized actions in communications during a time of change, and that is number one, empathy, and number two, compassion. Let me walk you through how I responded to the project sponsor, which I'm going to list in the format of tips. Let's dive in. Tip number one, explain the gravity of the change, especially for specific employees. A new way of working, new business processes, new terminology. These are just a few of the things that employees think about, but one of the major thoughts that run through an employee's mind is, what does this new system mean for my job? Tip number two, reflect on a time in which you experienced a shift or change. What made the shift or what made your journey through the change more palatable? What made you want to embrace it? And I'm sure a part of it was someone holding your hand, so to speak, or guiding you along the way. Tip number three, employees get to know they are valued, seen, and matter. In previous podcast episodes, you've heard me say this over and over again, and it is true. By guiding them through the change journey with the ways in which you communicate, and that communication is aligned with their needs and addressing their concerns, this, of course, displays compassion. We tend to always get caught up in what we believe people need. However, we get to learn and operate in the context of what they need, and again, addressing their concerns. Isn't that the true example of empathy? The ability to understand and share the feelings of others. And one of the ways we can do this is through our communications. Again, right message at the right time to the right people. Now I continue reviewing the strategy with the project sponsors and other leadership individuals, weaving in examples of past projects, offering what worked and what didn't work, and how we can leverage those lessons learned into their new project. In this new endeavor, I can tell you by the end of the meeting, the project sponsors stated how much they look forward to continuing to review the plan, our strategy, recommendations in more detail. They are really looking forward to participating in the specific communication activities designed for them, leadership, that is, and can't wait to carry forward those activities with compassion and empathy. I ask you, and really I say, if you are planning, managing, or sustaining change, be sure to set empathy and compassion at the center of your efforts. Those affected by the change will be grateful to be heard. They'll be ecstatic to know that they mattered and understand they are valued. Hey there, it's Tammy. I'm stopping in for a moment to pop in to tell you about something new I am offering. I welcome you to join my new digital course, Uncomfortable to Unstoppable, The Secret Methods to Get Unstuck When Communicating. In this course, you're going to learn the methods and approaches, the ones that I took, in order to better create communications in a manner that non-technical professionals can understand, relate to, and act on. When I first started writing communications, I was horrible. I didn't understand why people were sending me so many emails, asking questions, stopping me in the hallway to get clear on what I sent. I was super intimidated to keep working on improving my communication skills, and I want to support you in changing your mindset as well, along with showing you the methods I used to become a better communicator in the information technology space. For more information on my new digital course, Uncomfortable to Unstoppable, please head to nextlevelconsultingllc.com/learnwithtammy. Thank you for joining us this time on the Messy Mind Podcast. Please visit our website at themessymindpod.com. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in this episode, we'd appreciate a rating on Apple Podcasts or simply tell a friend about the show. Always remember to embrace the messiness. It can lead to your light bulb moments.